presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower, back to CX-4. Wind southeast, ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode of the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Fellas and girls, you know the Army is always on the alert to develop new and better planes for our country's protection in peace as well as in war. The idea is to get faster, more maneuverable fighters and bombers able to carry heavier loads and yet fly fast enough to compete with enemy fighters. One of the latest of these bombers is Consolidated Vultee's Super Streamlined XB-46. This ship can go much faster than many wartime bombers and can carry a bomb load weighing more than 10 tons. And although the wartime heavy bombers flew with a crew of 9 men, the XB-46 requires a crew of only 3. It's the first bomber of its size built for a 3-man operation. Its crew consists of a pilot, co-pilot, and bombardier. All 3 sit in an enclosed, pressurized capsule located in the forward section of the long, slim body. The co-pilot and bombardier, besides performing irregular duties, take over the tasks additional crew members would ordinarily do, including radio work and navigation. The fact that the XB-46 can zoom along at over 480 miles an hour lessens the need for the many gunners found on regular bombers. And by the way, the Army Air Forces isn't telling us all about the speed of this ship. They say over 480 miles an hour, but how much over is still a top secret. Now, the main reason the XB-46 is so fast is that it's jet-propelled. In just a few minutes, I'll be back to tell you more about the new Consolidated Vultee XB-46, so don't forget to listen. And now to our story. The mystery of the vanishing men grows deeper and more baffling with every passing hour. And Tank, the only one who knows the true identity of the man who whistles the now dreaded strains of Chopin's funeral march, lies unconscious in the Lakeville Hospital. Bob and Gail Nolan, with the assistance of their friend John Temple, the FBI agent, are trying desperately to unravel the tangled threads of evidence in the case, but are getting nowhere when, unexpectedly, they have a visitor. At 3 o'clock in the morning, eccentric little Charlie appears in the kitchen of Aunt Agatha's home with another written 2-line rhyme.
Live your last day. It will be far from long. Before the sun sets, you'll all dance to my song.
And as John Temple finishes reading the threatening verse, there's momentary silence in the room. Then, his face darkening in sudden anger, Hop turns to Charlie and grabs him by the lapels of his coat.
Charlie, this has gone far enough. You're going to talk now, fast and loud.
Wait a minute, did you?
I said you're going to talk.
What about?
This is the third message we've got, and you deliver two of them. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you put the second one in my jacket yourself.
I don't know nothing, Jack. Honest, I...
Yes, you do.
Well?
Keep talking.
They're awful pretty.
What?
They're pretty. I like poems.
Oh, you do, Julie. You...
Hey, soft pedal, Jack. Stop.
Gail, he's got to tell me.
You scare him to Jack. You won't get a thing out of him that way.
Oh, Miss Nolan's right. Better leave him alone.
All right. Sorry, Charlie. I didn't mean to lose my temper.
Well, you shouldn't ever do that. How can you get along with the hippopotamus if you lose your temper all the time?
Oh, not that again.
Charlie.
Yes, ma'am.
Forget the hippopotamus.
But, ma'am, you just don't forget a hippopotamus. He's big.
It's all right for a few minutes, Charlie. I want you to tell me about this message.
Oh.
Charlie, where'd you get it?
Who's he, ma'am?
Oh, Mr. Temple is a friend of ours.
Well, does he like elephants?
Yes, of course.
Well, sure I do. Some of my best friends are elephants.
Is he serious, ma'am?
Good luck, pal.
Charlie, about the message.
Yes, ma'am.
Where did you get it?
Well, late tonight, after I wrapped up the elephants I'd sold, I was walking around the carnival, and all of a sudden, somebody put it in my hand.
Who was it? Did you see who it was?
No, it was too dark.
Did he say anything, Charlie?
Yes.
What?
He said the hippopotamus needed me, that if I came to your house and gave you the message, maybe I could take him back with me, but I guess I can't. Not now.
We'll see, Charlie.
Oh, what kind of a voice did he have? Heavy or light?
He was whispering.
Charlie, how did you know where we were?
He told me to take a bus. Now, wait a minute, Jack. I'm not talking to you. I'm mad at you, Jack.
Charlie, is that all?
Yes, ma'am. Cross my heart.
What about the balloon? Do you know anything about the balloon?
That was funny, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't, Charlie.
Oh?
The man who takes care of the hippopotamus was in it. He might have been killed.
Oh, dear.
Charlie, why were you whistling the funeral march yesterday?
Now, look, Jack.
Tell me, Charlie.
Well, Miss Doe the magician always plays it for his act. It sort of sticks in my mind.
Well, Miss Doe didn't play it yesterday.
Oh, are you sure?
Positive.
He didn't, Mr. Temple.
Well, that's something to file away for future reference.
I've got to go now.
No, you don't.
But, you're right.
But how do we know he didn't write the rhymes?
If he did, we'll find out sooner or later. You know that, don't you, Charlie?
Yes, sir. Now, can I go?
Yes.
Thanks. Now I've got to get back to the carnival fast.
What's your hurry, Charlie?
I got to mail my elephant. Psst, Jack.
Yes, Charlie.
Not you. Psst, Jack.
Or me?
Yes. When you want to buy an elephant, be sure to come see me. Goodbye now.
Well, that certainly was an entertaining 10 minutes.
But not very illuminating.
Oh, I don't know, Hop. He's given us another angle to work on.
Miss Doe, you mean?
Yes. We'd better check him first thing in the morning. We have a lot of things to check, as a matter of fact, so I think we'd better turn in now. Oh, by the way, can you put me up for the night?
Oh, yes, of course. Bill Kane's in the guest room. I guess you'll have to bunk with Hop.
Say, we should have called him down for coffee.
We'll see him in the morning.
We won't get much sleep. 4 a.m.
Long past bedtime. Come on, Hop. Let's hit the sack.
Did you get through to Washington all right, John?
Yes, they're checking. I'll hear from them in a couple of hours.
What are they checking?
I want to know who the dozen people are who have disappeared. Who in our office is on the case.
Hey, I just happened to think. Where was Bill this morning?
Oh, he left a note in the kitchen. Said he'd see us later.
Huh. I bet he's trying to break this case all by himself again.
More power to him if he can.
Hop?
Huh?
You called the hospital, didn't you?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Tank's conscious. Seems to be much better.
Oh, thank goodness.
The doctor said we could see him this afternoon if he continued to improve.
Good. Then we'll find out who the man who whistles is.
Frankly, Miss Nolan, I have hopes of finding out who he is long before this afternoon.
You do?
Yes. If we go over the carnival grounds thoroughly and apply a little concentrated effort, I think we'll find the answer staring us right in the face.
The FBI agent seems strangely confident. Hop and Gale look at him questioningly, but he says nothing more. Is he being overly optimistic? Well, we'll learn more in just a minute, so stand by. Well, gang, so far you know that Consolidated Bulky's new jet bomber, the XB-46, is the only one of its type, and it's still in the testing stage. Every little part of the ship will have to be tried out and worked over again and again before the Army Air Forces is completely satisfied that it's in top shape. One of the new features to be tested is the two-engine per nacelle arrangement. Now, let me explain this a little more. The XB-46 has four General Electric Allison jet propulsion engines, two on each side of the body. But unlike other aircraft, the two engines on each side are housed together in one nacelle. It's a clean trim ship, too, super streamlined. The fuselage is long and needle-shaped. The wings are knife-like in their thinness. Other new features include a mechanical system that works the landing gear, bomb bay doors, and brakes, all three hooked up to the same system. A new type fuel gauge and a canopy similar to the ones fighter planes have that can be dropped while the plane is in the air. So far, in the tests at the Air Force's base in Mura, California, the XB-46 has taken to the air 6 times. Total flying time to date is 11 hours. On one of the flights, it carried a weight of over 45 tons, and only once has it hit top speed. Earlier, I told you about the 3-man crew which operates the new jet bomber. That, too, is one of the features being tested. Whether 3 men can operate the ship under all conditions is still not definitely determined. Many gunners are eliminated because of the high speed, but with new and faster fighter planes coming into use, this may have to be changed before long. Fellas and girls, learn to fly now so that you can take your place in the sky along with these new ships. And always remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. Arriving at the carnival early in the morning, Hop and Gale Nolan guide John Temple around the lot, finally ending up in front of the large tent occupied by Misto, the magician.
Hey, Misto. Misto.
Hey? Who calls my name? Who addresses Mr. the Magician?
A little early in the morning, the wind was accurate.
Climb off it, Mr. Remember us?
Oh? Oh, sure. Now, look, pal, don't give me a hard time. I don't know nothing about the guy that disappeared. Honest, I don't.
Mister, this is Mr. Temple of the FBI.
The FBI? Oh, now, wait a minute. I told you I don't know nothing. Your friend just went through the trap door.
Take it easy, pal. Take it easy. I just want the answer to one question.
Yeah?
Why didn't you play the funeral march yesterday?
The funeral march? Say, how did you know about that?
We get around. Well?
Come on, Mr. Spillett.
Oh, okay. Now, look, I don't want to get in no trouble. Honest, I don't. It's this way. I always play the funeral march whenever somebody volunteers to climb into the box. It sort of makes a good effect. See, scares everybody.
Why didn't you play it yesterday?
I was afraid.
Afraid?
Yeah, you see, when we was in New City, just before we come to Lakeville, a guy comes up to me and offers me 200 smackers to keep whistling and playing the funeral march every chance I get.
Oh?
Who was it?
Never saw him before.
Did he give you a reason for wanting you to do this?
Oh, he said something about a gag.
Well, what did you do?
Well, he gave me $50 in advance and told me he'd pay the balance in Lakeville. So when we got here, I started in and whistled it all over the place the first night we were setting up.
That's who Dad heard.
Of course.
Why'd you stop whistling?
Well, I was getting scared, so I spoke to the boss about it, and he told me to lay off, to, well, sort of forget the rest of the dough. I was even going to give back the 50, but the guy never showed up again.
Would you recognize him if you saw him again?
I ain't sure. It was pretty dark when he talked to me.
He always picks his spots, doesn't he?
But honest, I thought it was a gag. I didn't know it was serious. I've always played everything clean. Ask anyone.
All right. We believe you. But stick close this afternoon. We may need you.
Sure thing. I'll be right here.
Let's go, Miss Nolan. Up.
Right.
See you later, Miss Stone.
You bet. Anytime, Chief.
Now, it looks like we're getting somewhere.
Sure, I don't know what we'd have done without you.
Go on, Hob. It's just that we're taking the time to add things up. Oh, let's see. Is that the funhouse?
Yes. The tank must have gone straight over there after he left Mister.
Well, we'll take a look.
Now, there's the side entrance, and the balloon was anchored to that winch in the back.
Let's go inside.
All right.
Better stay behind us, Miss Nolan. It's dark in here.
Right. Maybe we better find the manager first and have him turn on the lights.
I have a flashlight. Now, let's see.
He dropped the flash.
John!
Hop, I can't see what's happened.
John! John!
Hop, listen.
And as Hop and Gale stand rooted in the pitch-black darkness of the funhouse, the sinister whistling notes of the funeral march sound once again, almost in their very ears. So now John Temple is the latest victim. When will all this end? Very soon, gang, I promise you. So be sure to listen to the next episode. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine. And is brought to you Monday through Friday, same time, same mutual station.